Hey friends, my name is Dave and I'm on the pastoral team here and happy to be sharing and speaking first about our September series as we're discussing values, church values at Living Waters Church. As a council and ministry team, we've been looking forward to these September Welcome Sundays for so many reasons. We believe God is with us 100%. We believe God is leading us 100%, and God has so much for us. We believe that people need the Lord and that God has unique things for our community to get involved in. We want to talk about our values. Let me share a bit of history. During these, again, Welcome Sundays, we wanted to take a good, honest look at our values. It's been our pattern prior to the pandemic. As a community, our journey with stated values began in 2006. Over the years, we've found that our values have meant so much to us. They've helped guide us as we have walked with vision and mission to serve locally and globally. Our hope in beginning the idea of refreshing our values, actually 4 years ago, was to retain the heart of our values while clarifying and rearticulating them for this new season. Yes, the global pandemic was difficult. So many things were uncertain, and some things still are. So much of what we could or could not do was in constant flux. So as a ministry team and council, we felt in the midst of all that uncertainty to work harder than ever on the work of refreshing our values. We set out to ask some honest questions as we looked inward, as we looked upward, and as we looked outward, all the while asking and seeking the Lord, God, speak to us about who we are and who you want us to be in the future. Wow, I'm so proud of our team, our council, for how these conversations have been carried out these last few years. And at the end of the process, we felt that we have articulated just some of the things that God has uniquely called us to be as a community. And yes, this has resulted in a refresh of our value statements. Well, if you think about it, a lot has changed in our church and in the Langley area since Living Water was led by a smaller ministry team serving a congregation of less than 50 way back in the year 2006. So, with a new season in front of us, we felt this to be an optimal time to bring our refreshed values forward. And we did that first on Sunday, August 28th, when a number of people, about 70 of us, made their way to our core values prayer night. It was awesome. Such an encouraging evening as we discussed, as we shared, and again, as we prayed together and sensing the nearness of God so close. So, why are values so important? Every person and every family, every team, and every church has a set of values. Sometimes they're stated, sometimes they're not. There are times when all of us have observed in a group or a team that stated values are contradicted by certain repeated behaviors. However, agreed upon values have the potential to give direction, problem solve, and help in the decision-making process. And values can unite a group when visible and invisible things are trying to pull people apart. Values give a group courage, clarity, and confidence when making decisions about a future. Let me just say, within Living Waters, values have never been something our congregation has voted on. They don't show up in our policy manual. Our values are relational and offer each of us an invitation on how to lead our life responsibly and how to engage this beautiful community called Living Waters Church. While you find this list of refreshed values now on our website as of this week and now on the wall in our Fort Langley foyer as of this week, values are not really meant for a website or a wall. Values are a matter of the heart, the relational, and need to take root in our lives and bear fruit that will bear witness of our love for Jesus and to people around us. They're all relational. So here is a list of our refreshed values that we'll be taking a good look at during our three Welcome Sundays in September, which actually begins today. We're distributing cards come by the church and pick one up, or call us and we'll send one to you. Just let us know. As a team, we have felt, and I'm happy to say unanimously, that these five values, now accompanied by a refreshed definition statements, offer us a good look at what it means in our minds to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus. These five values are certainly not everything that could ever be said about Christian community. And again, we understand that we won't always get this right. Yet, we feel that these values are our community's best shot at articulating what it means to be a community with Jesus in the center. Now, again, let me just say, these aren't just values that we've decided because we like these things. This is who we sense we are called to be as a Christian community, as a church, and as we have arrived at this through Bible study, prayer, discussion, and reflection upon our history. So to the many that have been around for a while, you'll notice there's a change from 7 to 5 values. We're of a mind that as we discuss these five values the next 3 weeks, that you'll appreciate their meaning and what they call us to. And at any time, if you have any questions about any of this, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you and receive your feedback. So here we go. Today, in the following 2 weeks, you'll hear from various team members and council members as we discuss our refreshed values at Living Waters Church. So today, we'll hear from Kirsten and Courtney and Avikia.
I feel a deep sense of joy and privilege to be sharing about our values today. I love our values. They matter to me. And they have mattered deeply in the life of this church. They've been central to our understanding of who we are as a community. When our family first came to Living Waters about 8 years ago, long before I was on the pastoral team, I realized that so much of the healthy community life that I saw around me was the fruit of people intentionally seeking to live out our community's core values. To help us understand them more, let me read the description of our values. We are a community yielded to Jesus, shaped by Scripture, and dependent on His Spirit to faithfully follow Him. Our values remind us of what community with Jesus at the center looks like, and of the distinct ways in which Living Waters Church is called to be that community. We are a community, a group of people who intentionally choose to gather together. There are all kinds of communities who gather for all kinds of reasons. Neighbors, coworkers, soccer parents on Saturday mornings. A few people on our pastoral team who will remain nameless have been obsessively gathering to play disc golf. We are a community who faithfully gathers to follow Jesus. We love Jesus, and we live for Him. We yield to Jesus as our Lord, our King. Because Jesus is our Lord, we allow His book, the Bible, to shape us. Our understanding of truth, of ourselves, our picture of God, our actions, our treatment of others. And we are a community that is dependent on the Spirit. We live knowing that we are unable to be faithful without the Holy Spirit to enable and empower us. These three realities, yielded to Jesus, shaped by Scripture, and dependent on the Spirit, are the solid ground that our values stand on. And they all point us towards Jesus. In the end, our values are our attempt to articulate what a community with Jesus at the center looks like. What I find most helpful about them is that they don't focus on what we do as a community, our prayer, our reading of the Bible, our singing, our serving. Instead, they focus on who we are as a community, or more to the point, the kind of people Jesus calls us to become when we place Him at the center. He calls us to be authentic, to let go of individualism, to share in community. He calls us to a generous life, a life where we let go of what is comfortable so we can grow more like Jesus, He calls us to get involved, to participate in his work. Our values give us clear and applicable language for who we are called to be, for the attitudes and the heart of Christian community. These values are steeped in the overarching themes of Scripture about who we are called to be as God's people, as his church. They are broad, reflecting the big picture of who the church all over the world is meant to be. But they are also meant to be specific, distinct, because we as Living Waters Church are meant to be God's people in a particular way. Every church, just like every person, reveals the heart of God uniquely. We have five core values as a community, and today we're going to talk about two of them, authenticity and community. So let's start by talking about community. We're going to talk about authenticity first. We value authenticity because Jesus always draws us into truth. We want to be honest with Jesus and with one another, because the truth in love makes community possible. We know that being authentic means getting messy. We want to build bridges and not walls. We want to be people who do what we say and say what we do, so that Jesus is seen through our life together. Authenticity has become a bit of a buzzword in our culture. As people bombarded daily with increasingly sophisticated promotion and advertisements, we lead suspicious lives. People in our world are on the hunt for something real, something authentic. My husband David intentionally shares during his classes at Trinity, and his students lean in when he does that, hungry for a glimpse of unvarnished humanity. But for all its popularity, authenticity is difficult to live, very difficult. True authenticity with others involves risk, because we lay down what protects us, our masquerade of being fine, our small talk. True authenticity is risky on another level, because it calls us to lay down the illusions about ourselves that we hide behind in our own hearts. Authenticity with Jesus calls us to honesty with ourselves and with God. We value authenticity because Jesus always calls us into truth. What happens when a person enters into a relationship with a God who, as the gospel writer John says, is full of grace and truth? Jesus comes to us and pours out his grace. And because Jesus came to be with us and died to set us free from all of our deepest, most shameful secrets, we discover that we are known and loved by God as we are. And this discovery enables us to trust enough to allow Jesus to show us the truth about who we are. This is what Jesus calls us to. It is God's heart that we would grow in the direction of honesty, both with him and with one another. In fact, I found that I can only grow in my honesty with Jesus if I am also growing in my honesty with people. The two happen in our lives side by side. I learned this in my 20s when I lived with 10 other Christian women. A definite experience of authenticity. My roommate soon learned, among other things, that I was a sloppy dishwasher and that I was nosy. I know that they learned these things about me because they told me, but they loved me. And knowing they knew these things about me enabled me to more deeply and fully receive their love. It was an experience of grace. We value authenticity because the truth in love makes community possible. We're not interested in a community where everyone puts on their best clothes and pretends that everything is great. You might experience that on a Sunday morning, But that's not who we want to be. We want to be a place where we let our brokenness be seen so that people can love us in the midst of it. We want to engage in authentic relationships that make room for disagreements and even healthy conflict. We are often uncomfortable with failure, with sickness, with grief, with pain, with loss, with brokenness, with sin, with complicated issues that can't be easily resolved. But Jesus is not like that. He is at home with us when we are confused, doubting, struggling, in pain, grieving, even when there's sin that we're wrestling with. None of our stuff is a surprise to us, to him. And he calls us to follow him into the complexity of real relationships so we can be people who do what we say and say what we do, so we can look like him, so we can be people who extend the grace of God to one another. He calls us into authenticity. Let's listen to Courtney as she shares about what authenticity means to her.
I love that we have a value of authenticity because I think being authentic is such an integral part to having healthy and life-giving relationships, but it's also such a key part of making a community feel safe for people. And so whether it's somebody that you work with on a casual basis or it's that friend that knows every single piece of your life, how we show up in any given moment really shapes and defines those relationships, depending on how honest or genuine we are. And I think that there can be a lot of pressure in this world today to kind of look like we've got it all together, be perfect, put our best selves forward. And so it's easy to be guarded and kind of have just this one version of ourselves. But when we stop and actually allow ourselves to be vulnerable and let people in to see, you know, our hopes and our fears and maybe our shortcomings and the mistakes that we've made that we don't want other people to see, we're actually opening ourselves up to being more fully known and fully loved. And hopefully, in turn, really creating a space where others can feel like they can do the same. And so I think as a body of believers, that's such a beautiful thing about creating a culture of openness where not only can people show up as they are, but in a really cool way and an earthly way, we're kind of getting to be a little glimpse of what it means to say we're fully known and fully loved by God. So just come as you are.
Let's read our value of community. We value community because belonging to Jesus means belonging with one another. As a diverse group of people welcomed by Jesus, we always want to make room at the table, because Jesus invites everyone. In life together, we discover everything Jesus has for us. We love one another as Jesus loves us, relying on the Holy Spirit to unite and sustain us. We live in what could arguably be the most individualistic and lonely culture that has ever been. We understand our lives first and foremost as individuals. Our default understanding of identity is that it's shaped by each of us alone. And we are wary of the commitments that would limit our personal freedom. And yet, we are chronically on the hunt for the kind of relationships that make us feel safe, loved, and known. Because despite the individualism that surrounds us, we were built for community. There is no way for us to belong to Jesus without belonging to one another. In John 13, Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This command, along with pretty much every other command in the New Testament, can only be lived out in community. I find that holding community as a value calls me to see the Christian life differently. It corrects the individualism in my vision. It would be easy to assume that it's in my personal prayer times that I find everything Jesus has for me. Individual prayer matters so much, but it's just as much that we find God in community and the abundant life. We were meant to be people who relate to God, both when we are alone in prayer and when we are together in community. To faithfully follow Jesus is to follow him farther up and further in to community. In our description of this value, we say that we love one another as Jesus loves us. It takes our entire lives to figure out how to live out this short sentence. We want to be a community that takes this call seriously, that treats each person around us as a person made in the image of God, worthy of love, even if they think and live differently from us. To take this call seriously means that we listen to each other. We make space for each other. We prioritize time together as God's people. Church community can be sanitized, nice, and terribly thin, like a tiny bit of topsoil on the top of hard ground. It might make the yard look better for a while, but it doesn't mean anything. This is not the kind of community that Jesus meant for us to build. Think of the images that the New Testament uses for the church: a body with diverse parts, a building, and we're the bricks, a family. Jesus meant for your Christian community to matter in your life. He meant for it to be a place of life-changing relationships, where people share in your joys and journey with you through the dark places. He meant this to be a place where you get to look across at someone you feel you have nothing in common with and to discover that you love them because they love the same Jesus. Jesus wants to love you through these people, and Jesus wants to love these people through you. That's why when Jesus left this earth and sent his Holy Spirit, he established the church, not isolated individuals. This community was meant to be a place where his followers could practice being fully human with the help of the Spirit. This is where we get to practice faithfulness and grace, patience and self-control, kindness and goodness. And as we live this out, our life together becomes a place where people catch glimpses of the redeemed life we'll fully live when Jesus returns and lives among us. Jesus said the world would know who we were and whose we were by our love for one another. We still have this call to show the world the love of Jesus through being a different kind of community that loves each other deeply. Individuals will not show people the full love of God. It takes a community to do that. Let's hear Abikia share about community.
What I appreciate about Valley of Community is the intentionality to be a place where people want to belong and make other people belong. It's not just assumed that because as a church, we are a community. That's what I really appreciate about the Valley. And what I hope the Valley would do for us as a church, it will create a sense of intentionality to make everybody welcome so that guests become family. And people come and like they have a sense of belonging and want to make other people feel like they belong, and that will actually be a multicultural community, you know, and not just one people, but diverse people expressing God in different ways, in how we worship, in how we dress, you know. Like I want to see a church that people feel like a community and don't just feel they have to be a community.
Thanks, Kirsten, Courtney, and Abikia. We love your heart for this community. Thanks for sharing so well. Let me answer a few questions. How do we see authenticity and community being lived out in our church going forward? As part of an authentic community, we feel it's important that somebody knows our story and knows what is really going on in our lives. So we want to make room for one another and hope to continue to prioritize moments so we can get to know each other. For example, during our in-person service, we have community time. And during these gatherings, we feel community is built. Furthermore, we feel this value can continue to shape our networks and our life groups as we gather regularly in person. We believe following Jesus involves growing up in Christ. Spiritual maturity is not measured in actual years. It's more fully seen as we walk closely with Jesus and learn what it means to be fully human, borrowing some of Rick Watts' words. We will continue to prioritize Zoe leadership courses for men and women, discipleship and grow opportunities, because we want to grow up in Christ. We believe becoming a fully devoted follower of Jesus involves being authentic, being honest, and our understanding of how God has uniquely called and gifted us. We want everyone to share the load, so we'll not organize our teams around slot filling and a plethora of sign-up sheets. We want to discover who we are in Christ and go from there. We want you to get involved. Authenticity influences how we talk and get along with each other. We imagine a community where no one feels like they're performing. We want to push against the performative tendencies in our society. We want to be intentional, but not professional. Authenticity involves sharing honestly about needs arising within our community, in our lives. We want to update our community on how things are going at this church, areas where volunteers, our teams are needed, because we need you to know. And furthermore, we want to share honest updates on how our global workers are getting along as they serve in different parts of the world. You see, authenticity involves being honest as we pray together and as we talk and as we regularly gather around the Lord's Supper. We want this to be seen by the way we even receive communion during our in-person services. We approach symbolically the moving in the same idea. We want everyone at Living Waters to be moving towards Jesus. We feel that authenticity involves full disclosure in the area practically of generosity and the sharing of church finance updates. We value hearing people's stories, truthful stories. We want to continue to prioritize story Sundays and stories during baptism Sundays. And this will be the same during welcome meetups and newcomers life groups. And furthermore, with all of our life groups and networks, people matter. So stories matter. Let's consider community. We believe authenticity makes true community possible. There is no individual Christian life. To belong to Jesus is to be part of his overarching plan to build a new humanity. As we do this, we believe that we will provide a much-needed witness and example in this world on how to be rooted in authentic relationships. Consider God's word to be so true, which says God commands his blessing upon the united. We believe God's heart is to bless this community, this united community, with healing, deliverance, and hope for all people. We believe Jesus calls us out of our aloneness and into community. Realize that many in this world are lonely and estranged. As people belonging to an authentic community like Living Waters, our hope is that all of us will get involved in providing care and concern for one another. Friendliness is to be followed by friendship that initiates reaching out, visiting, praying, encouraging, counseling, and mentoring one another. We see this value of community exemplified in the priority given for each person that attends Living Waters Church to be rooted in relationship. We see, of course, the value of joining a life group. That's why we talk about life groups all the time and about getting involved in life groups as a great step toward being rooted. We want to connect with our community online. We want to meet with our community in person on Sundays and during the week. We believe authentic community involves serving others wholeheartedly. We're not consumers. We're community builders that sacrifice for the benefit of others. So going forward, I believe we will marvel at how creative the activity of the body of Christ can be as everyone gets involved. We want to be a people of invitation and always make room. We believe God is still at work in our church and in this world, and we need to make room for more people. In a day when many relationships are short-lived, disappointing, and hurtful, we believe that Jesus' invitation to join an authentic community can provide healing for many and offer hope in this world. We believe God saves and delivers and wants no one to perish. So we want many to receive salvation, care, and God's blessing upon their lives and future generations. And finally, we believe the value of authentic community carries a calling and a responsibility to begin new ministries in different neighborhoods and to meet and serve new people. By no means do we think we've arrived and experienced all there is to experience. We believe we have a responsibility to encourage Jesus' work in the center of communities that are being built and in neighborhoods that have been around for quite some time. We want to serve in new communities and invite people to gather into this beautiful, authentic community that Jesus is building. We believe the future of Living Waters Church is to be one church with multiple locations of authentic communities. This next year, we want to prioritize serving and gathering in two locations, here in Fort Langley and North Langley and area, and of course, in Willoughby. So today, as we have said, we're not asking you to raise your hand to vote. We're asking you to get involved, to wholeheartedly give personal attention to your life, and of course, get involved in the life of this authentic community. As we've said, this is not policy. Rather, we hope to inspire through this refreshed values priorities. As part of Living Waters Church, I would hope that you would give yourself wholeheartedly to the hopes and dreams and aspirations of these stated values. Let's believe God for blessing upon each other's lives as we walk along the righteous path that these values call us onto. And finally, let's allow the Holy Spirit to empower us and enable us to nurture deeper friendships, build new relationships, share our faith, multiply His church, and personally and individually be catalytic in the building up of this authentic community. Friends, God has so much for us. We have such good days ahead. Let's get on to that work. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being at the center of this authentic community. Lord, thank you for the outpouring of grace that we feel is upon us right now. We thank you for the witness of your Holy Spirit that we sense upon us right now to reach and to move and to be honest and to be authentic and to help participate in this beautiful, authentic community that you've been building for years, and we sense our best days are ahead. Lord, lead us to establish new relationships. Lead us along to participate in communities that are all around us within Fort Langley and North Langley and the surrounding area. And as we continue to care deeply about the Willoughby neighborhood, as we seek to serve and gather in refreshed ways in these communities, may your blessing be upon our lives and our ministry. And may many people come to know you for your glory and for our benefit. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. Amen.